She's turning us on.
We on? Okay, we come back into session. Return from recess. Councilwoman Edwards, just you want to go continue with your presentation?
So, section 14 of the Constitution says that we can have one or more tribal enterprise board in the executive branch. And so, to my way of thinking, we might change the word business board to enterprise board. We, in the past, when this bill was formulated, we came to a decision that we would categorize boards. And so we named them as follows, and if you look at the law as it exists, we named them an advisory board. It was amended in that we would have a health board, a business board, a non-business board, and a commission board. And all members were supposed to, of a certain designation, were going to receive the same compensation. Then we had this language that it was, that the compensation was going to be set every odd year, and the compensation need, may, but need not include the following. So, one of the problems I think with the existing legislation is we are categorizing for every board that's an enterprise board, I believe, is being categorized as a business board. And so under this law, every board must get the same level of compensation that's a business board. So all the enterprise boards, as I believe this is correct, are getting the same level of compensation. So, I think that includes the home health board. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if the home health board falls under health board or not. So, it was my proposal, and I'm thinking out loud here because I need some help, that we go with 2 degrees of boards, business board one, business board two. I think we still need, perhaps, I don't know, because we have 2 commissions. We have a gaming commission, 1 commission. And so those people are called by the law commissioners. So yes, I have in the past considered them boards, but I think to be technical, they are commissioners. So one of the changes in here is to call them commissioners. To me, we need to think through whether we're going to have all enterprise boards, and we may want to change the name to enterprise boards, be bound by making the same compensation, or if we ought to give the executive branch, i.e. the chief, some leeway in deciding that all those boards aren't going to get the same compensation. I believe that there has to be at some point a correlation between the success that the companies that those boards oversee is having and the level of success that they're having, and by that I mean profitability, and the compensation that's being paid to the board. That's just my personal opinion. I need feedback from others, but right now, and that's why I've asked to see if any of these entities are in a position to pay a dividend. Because if they're not in a position to pay a dividend after 5, 8, 10, 12 years, Does it make sense to be compensating them the same amount of money as a board stipend for those that are having success? And then the question becomes, well, what are we compensating for? Are we compensating for the time it takes to be on the board? Are we compensating because you're willing to serve? Are we compensating based on some sort of results? And I don't know that we've ever, that we've had that discussion, but I do know this, we're to the point now where you can tell me what that number is, probably. It was over $800,000 a year that we were spending on boards. Where are we now, Maria?
They're incorporated in their own section into the executive branch. Mr. Potts might be able, from the submission that was sent, I think the boards and commissions were gathered up in one place, and he might be able to give us a total. Okay. So there's no available total because they have been incorporated in their own section into the executive branch budget. But they all followed the guidance of the last resolution passed, dictating their compensation. I see you've left that language out of the bill. So that makes me have a question of why you would designate Business Board 1 and Business Board 2 if we're not going to designate by resolution how much these different boards or commissioners receive for compensation. I mean, why divide those out if there's no guidelines?
Well, because I still think that it's important for them to be designated as.
And how do we do that, if not through a resolution?
Well, I think that the chief has to designate them.
And decide what the compensation is, too?
Yeah, I'm moving towards, there is a pot of money that we spend, that we appropriate for our boards, and that's the pot of money that's available. The other concern I have is that we are, and I don't know if we've changed this, but in the past, we have, and we heard about this yesterday or earlier in the gaming board meeting, we have some boards where once their compensation is set, they may or may not be following those guidelines and pulling it out of their proceeds or their operating costs. And then we have other boards that aren't doing that. And to me, and I will fully say that I've probably gone back and forth on this. For a long time, I never realized we were doing it two different ways. So I think it's time to sit down and figure out how we're going to deal with boards and their compensation. The other thing I would say is I still want to avoid what happened last year when one member has a certain sense that a certain board should have its own designation. I mean, they could all make that argument. A board that's controlling millions and millions of dollars could argue, we think we should be designated on our own. We should get our compensation separate apart from any other board, because they all probably are in some ways unique. But the goal was to try not to sit here in September and spend hours and hours and hours hearing every board tell us what they wanted to make, because we did that before. And it wasn't pretty. So, but it's fallen back to that last year when we carved out one board. Which, is that board even gonna exist? I've heard it is and isn't.
Yeah, question, if this bill were to pass, these boards are not defined in any existing legislation. So we would have to delay the passage of it in time to have company legislation. But I agree, some of these boards are getting paid, I think as much as $80,000, $90,000 a year that have produced nothing for years. And it's just made work. We used to call it made work during the Depression. That's what I heard this. Maria.
Well, I understand what Congresswoman Edwards is trying to do and support the overarching idea. I guess we have a lot of boards. We have ONES, we have Tallgrass, we have Osage LLC, Health Board, I mean Osage Home Health. Those, I think, are the four business boards that we have. Osage LLC, ONES, Tallgrass, and Home Health. Four business boards. Mm-hmm. That's quite a few dollars there. I don't have any documents to look at to kind of calculate it up.
We also have
Blue Stem, and then the Gaming Enterprise Board. Mm-hmm. We have six business boards. I think we have a lot of confusion within these enterprise boards, not the Gaming Enterprise Board, I'm talking about mostly the LLC boards right now. There's a lot of confusion going on. And I will just submit here to the table that I really think that now is the time to look at the centralized board structure and go ahead and have our Gaming Enterprise Board. I finally see why they don't need to be in the umbrella of the LLC type board. So we'll have a Gaming Enterprise Board, and then we'd have an overarching management board of all of our LLC operations.
A holding
company covered by a board. Now the only extra board I still like the idea of having a ranch board. I think it's just a totally different industry. So that would narrow us down to three boards. And I think it would alleviate problems to not grow or develop any more boards. And I just had a brief conversation with Trey over lunch, because we've spent a lot of time with Barbara and Bart's trying to get this concept going and put into place. And my question to Trey is, I said, Trey, surely we have the wherewithal to be able to do all the legal maneuvers to do this. So to me, I'm just throwing that out there as a broad conversation to alleviate or at least get rid of three boards, business boards that we're currently paying. Now, I think I know, but maybe I don't. Somebody can correct me, that since our clinic has to have some type of a affiliation or certification, that there has to be a board, a health board of some sort for our entity. Now, am I wrong about that? Does anybody have an understanding about that other than, I know that hospitals and other medical facilities and institutions do have to have that, so.
That's also my understanding, but
We need to find out more about that.
Right, so we may still have to have the health board. But, you know, I just think we need to do some hard work here at Congress and get this under control, because it is out of control. I agree.
So what we have right now is what we were calling a business board was a board that provides a managerial or governance function. We say it's a board or any other entity appointed by the principal chief and confirmed by the Congress that provides a managerial or governance function. Then we had a non-business board, and that was a board that provides a managerial or governance function to a non-net revenue producing entity of the Osage Nation. And a net revenue producing entity is a department or entity of the Osage Nation that provides revenue to the Osage Nation after all expenses have been paid. Now, I believe I am correct in saying that none of our LLC boards are providing revenue. Well, I mean, you have to see what you think that means. But if it means a distribution, none of our boards are doing that, which would mean they are non-revenue, they're not a net revenue producing entity, and that would make them a non-business board. So again, I tried to write this to take into account what we were doing at the time, and I think we're to the point now where the Congress intended, through its LLC law, to have any enterprise that was in place that we established or any separate legal entity pay a dividend back to the distribution, I call it, I think we call it, to the Osage Nation after 5 years. And I think we're to the point where we have to decide what's the next step. Because one of them is already past 5 years. Another one is approaching 5 years in January, I think. And another one is 3 years in. Another one is, that doesn't apply to yet, and I don't think it, and I think we carved out maybe an exception for them, is that right?
An exception.
Is the Blue Stem Ranch Board supposed to pay dividends after 5 years? I don't think so, are they?
Yeah.
Are they?
Yes, they are.
All right. So, but they're not, it's not time for them yet. And we gotta make some decisions.
Well, I'm sorry to pull us off track, but what I was going to say was I agree with everything the two of you have said. It's been something that we've talked about since I came on Congress, and it's almost like everyone's like, all right, we have a new Congress, and maybe they'll be the ones to see that we should do this. And I felt like, you know, everybody was kind of, all the veterans kind of were excited that we were coming in, like, can you, and we had meetings about it, and then somehow it just fizzled out. So here we are, I've been on 3 years now, and so I agree that something should be happening, but I don't. We're not going to work it out right now, at this table right now. So I would like to move on. We have two more bills, so.
That's fine.
I would like to say this before we pass it on. Boards exist to hire a CEO, and if they think, if the board thinks of things that the CEO doesn't, they need a new CEO. We pay these boards enough to run the company, and that's just not the way business is done. We need to look at paying a token amount to these board members, because their only real function is to set a direction and hire a CEO that can get it done, instead of the, I don't know how we ever came to this model. It's not even done in business. I guess.
Peggy, I just wanted to say that the Constitution says that Osage law shall establish tribal enterprise boards, and it's board or boards. You establish those boards by law, and that they are supposed to oversee operations of Osage Nation business enterprises. So we were either going to have one or more boards to established in law to oversee Osage Nation business enterprises. And the model we've chosen so far is to have a separate board for every enterprise. And that's resulting in little bitty enterprises having 3 to 5 board members, big enterprises having 3 to 5 board members, profitable enterprises, non-profitable enterprises. I mean, it goes on and on. But what we do realize is that it's costing, I thought it was getting pretty close to $1 million a year. $885,307 and really probably closer to $930.
Right.
Well, I've said, that doesn't conflict with what I said. What we've done, and I've said it over and over again for the last 11 years, we've just created little fiefdoms that don't coordinate their efforts to the national goal. And that's what we got. We got a bunch of little boards out here all doing their own thing, running the business when they shouldn't be. Should be run by a CEO that knows what he's doing, but we turn it over to people that don't know what they're doing. And of course, what the results you get is what you should expect. Angela?
I move to table ONCA 17-114 to the call of the chair.
Thank you, guys.
Motion made. Everybody in favor? Say yes.
Yes.
At table.
I hope we continue this dialogue and start moving towards some law that establishes one board. Or one board for those kinds of enterprises that are outside the gaming operation.
We are going to be discussing this with the chief Monday. There's three of us going over there with Trey. And the effort's already been started. So when it's ready, we'll be bringing it back to Congress.
Okay.
Our next item of business is consideration of ONCA 1744, an act to shorten it to appropriate $1 million to Tallgrass Economic Development for bonding. This bill is a carryover from.
I'll take it away.
Huh?
I'll take the chair away from you right now.
Oh, okay.
Give you the floor to present your bill.
All right. This bill is a carryover from, I don't know, probably the last session. And if we don't do something with it, it's going to die a natural death at the end of this session, which maybe it should. So whatever the board wants to do is all right with me.
Move to table ONCA 1744 to the call of the chair.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to table. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay. Motion passes. Consideration of ONCR 1746, a resolution to approve amendments to the Articles of Operation for the Limited Liability Company Tallgrass Economic Development LLC. Require the board to take direction from the member upon dissolution regarding distribution of assets. Congressman Super, now you have the floor.
This bill changes only one thing in the Articles of Operation of Tallgrass, but I want to try this and see how, if we get an objection from the executive branch, and if it's accepted, I'd like to put it on any and all LLC boards. What it does, under the current law, the board handles the dissolution of a business if a LLC is dissolved, which this may not be the one that is dissolved, but if we go on the current path, some of them are going to be dissolved. And the way it is, the board itself can split up and dispose of, well, actually, they're required to liquidate
the assets.
And by doing that, they might liquidate a going concern that could go on by itself without splitting it up. So what this does, and the language is almost in the short title, it just says that in the event of distribution, a dissolution, the member, which is the Osage Nation, has the say, direction on how assets are disposed of. I don't see where it harms anything, but it gives the owner the right to say that, for instance, if you have under a holding company a going business concern, the member, the nation can say, well, we don't want to liquidate that into its parts because together it may be worth more money than the value of its separate parts, and we'd rather keep it as a going concern. But right now, even the nation doesn't have that right. If a board wanted to, they could just split it up and sell it off. Anyway, that is the gist of that resolution.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
This time I don't have discussion. I understand what he's doing, and I understand the simplicity of the short title. I was just going down to look where the language was in these articles that he makes reference to.
Can I step in the office there and get you?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
The line numbers.
Okay, great. Thank you.
The only changes are on lines 842.
Okay.
Let's see, 841, 42, 43, and 44. And the wording now, and I don't have the wording now, but I have the wording that I'm suggesting is the winding up of the affairs of the company. The distribution of the assets shall be conducted by the enterprise board at the direction of the member and limited to the specific instructions approved by the member regarding distribution.
Okay, so my question about that language is, because I, on its face, I'm agreeable to that, but I have some questions about it. When making reference to the member anywhere in these articles of operation, would that mean that this enterprise board would take the directions of the chief without congressional resolution, or congressional resolution without the signature of the chief? Does that need to be defined more clearly in this change? That, because I don't know the answer to that.
Is Trey still here?
Sir?
We've talked about this quite a bit, and I think that
Trey?
The opinion was that the member is the nation, the Congress, but with the chief.
Thank you. Have a question, please.
Okay.
I'm looking at where we changed the language in the articles. I believe it's at 840, where it says the winding up of the affairs of the company and the distribution of its assets shall be conducted by the enterprise board at the direction of the member and limited to specific instructions approved by the member regarding distribution. My question is, I know the member is the nation, but I want to know if that language is not clear enough to maybe allow just the chief to take that action on his own, or Congress to take that action without the signature or veto override of the chief. I'm trying to see what vehicle the member would use to designate its wishes.
Most likely all of our direction to the LLC would be through resolution, because that's really the only way we can express ourselves as a body and have the chief as well on it. Because as the member, for us to take action, it requires a vote of the member. Well, for a vote of the member to take place and to have the chief part of that process, it requires a resolution, almost requires a resolution. And you can make an argument that you guys could take a voice vote and have the chief sign off on it, you know. But
well, I don't think this body would want to act in that way.
No, I think resolution is what you're looking at.
Okay, so you feel like there's a guarantee in there that a vote of the member means this body?
Yes.
That it couldn't just be an action of a chief?
Correct.
Okay, that's all I was wanting an assurance of before we decided to agree to this. Do you have any reservations legally about us making this change to this portion of these articles?
No, no. And I was actually surprised to see that it, you know, left it exclusively to the board.
Oh, yeah. I think I told Kay, I said, they liquidate, it says you have to liquidate the assets, is what I read previous language.
It's not 100% clear, but yes, I mean, there's the potential there for it.
Right. Okay. So I don't have a problem with a change of this language. Now, I have another question, if you don't mind. So once this resolution is passed, it would take the chief's signature to go down and execute these amended articles, or will they just automatically be amended?
The chief would need to sign off on them, yes.
So at the very top portion where I saw I think I saw it somewhere. Did I not see a place where he would have
to
go?
It's down at the bottom.
A refile, okay, the formation on the day of, so he would have to sign it at the bottom and turn it into the, and so that would replace the articles.
Correct.
So could we do all this action and the chief choose not to go down and file these articles? I'm just...
Well, he can veto that.
We can override a veto, but I'm just curious.
I'm going to say, what action,
and I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm just curious about the process of this.
It's a good question. I'd really need to look a little further into it. At 15.8, I believe it says you can amend these. So we could certainly, let's see here.
You know, because our legislation says it becomes effective without the chief of the signature of the chief with the veto override. So, not that I want things to be at that point, but.
It says a proposed amendment shall become effective at such time as it has been approved by the member. So we could actually put in place a copy of the bill and not have the chief sign off on it, and still it would still be valid under the law.
Okay.
So,
all right.
I would hope that the chief would sign off on it if we got it passed, but if not, we could. There's another way around it.
Thank you. Okay. Those were my questions.
Well, I agree. I mean, I want to have a lot of discussion on it, answering everybody's questions, because if this flies, I'm going to put it in all of the LLCs and any future LLC. So I don't want to get it right. I don't know if I've got any other questions about it.
No, I'm good now. And if that was the only change that was made to the articles, I'm good.
That and the dates, that's the only thing. You know, I updated it to say 2017 instead of whatever year it was.
What was that, Trey?
The dates. She said that was, if that was the only change, I said that and the dates. You know, I just updated the dates on in the articles.
Okay. All right. Movement?
I am ready to move on it. I move that the committee pass out ONCR 1746 with a due pass recommendation to Congress.
Motion on the floor.
Second.
With a second discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. ONCR 1746 will be sent to Congress with a due pass recommendation. We've come to the end of our agenda. Without objection, we're adjourned.
Thank you. Oh, he may find something wrong with that. That's why I want to test it.